Blog Talk Radio.
Lots of Santa Claus
and drive a big fun Cadillac. Not knowing all the time I had these things, my friends would snap me straight in my back. No, no, no,
even had a house.
Welcome back. This is Motivational Mondays. Talk About Your Business Morning Show. Our special guest this morning is Warren Fisher, singer extraordinaire, jazz singer extraordinaire, and man with class. Warren, are you in the air?
I'm on the air.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. We're talking about your business, your craft, what you do. Give us a little bit of background on how you got to be a singer of class that you are.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Russell. Essentially, I started out just loving music and playing the trumpet, of course, for some time. Started out in junior high school playing the trumpet. And then I grew up in Washington, D.C., where they had the great bands, you know, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, Trouble Funk and certain part of Southeast, Benny Reds and the Boys and another side of Southeast. And, of course, they had the great Mass Extinction Band and show in Northwest Washington. And I was recruited by those guys to play the horn for them. And after a short time of playing with them, I became their horn section leader, trumpet player. And that's where it all really started from.
Fantastic. That's what they call insight on your craft and knowing what you're set out to be in life and what you're gifted to be. How did you get to take the category of really wanting to be class? I mean, your act is such a class act. I mean, it's smooth. It's like the Tony Bennett or the Frank Sinatra or the, you know. Tell us about how you decide to go in that area of class act.
You know, that's a very interesting question. And the truth of the matter is I never made that decision. That was just in me from inception. While I grew up and loved playing top 40s music, I loved all of the bands, the Bar K's and Kool and the Gang. I loved all of the music of my day. There was a part of Warren Otis Fisher that was just retro. I loved Nat King Cole's work. Loved seeing Sinatra. Interesting you mentioned him. He's one of my favorite singers of all time. And as a matter of fact, I named my daughter Sinatra. Her name is Sinatra Jaden Fisher, beautiful little girl, after Frank. And that music was just in me, and nothing moved me like that style of music. So once I had started singing more and more and more and more and moving away from, I have a world-class trumpet player, Tim Leahy. And sometimes I use Chuck Brown's trumpet player, who's also just a fabulous, fabulous trumpet player. Brad Clemens, he has a lot of work out that you can get on YouTube and iTunes and what have you. I always say around those guys, I'm a singer and not a trumpet player because they are just great skills and talents. But that form of music, that style of music just echoes inside of my person and was just beckoning for an outlet, a way to get out, and it became a part of, you know, the essence of who I am and what I am. When I sing, I really sing from my soul.
And that's the difference between most singers. Most singers just singing now. They got all this type of equipment. They got all this type of internet factors. You can make all kind of things using the internet, and they can alter your voice. But when you can truly sing from the depths of your soul, it comes out like that, and you can see the difference in it. Give us your website.
Essentially, you can just Google Warren Otis Fisher and get me. Just Google my name. Google Warren Otis Fisher.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon some events that you're going to be at and where you're going to be performing at and how they can get you to perform for them. We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back. This is Motivational Mondays. Talk About Your Business Morning Show. I'm your host, Russell Price, the publisher of Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine. Tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Internet marketing is the key to anything you do today. If you're not on board with marketing your business on the internet, then you're doing your business an injustice. Be There Magazine is the premier magazine. We're having our Christmas party on December the 1st. December the 1st is going to be at Policy 14th and T Street. It's going to be a big one, a top shelf affair, top shelf businesses, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf mentality. We're talking about the theme for this party is keeping the business doors open. You need to come out and support businesses and meet people like Warren Fisher. Warren Fisher is a singer extraordinaire. We're not talking about just a singer that can sing. Everybody can sing. There's all kinds of singers. But when you have a singer extraordinaire, a man of class who can sing and the audience can feel the depth of the soul of the singing, that's what you have with Warren Fisher. Warren Fisher, tell us about where you're going to be next and how they can get in touch with you as far as linking up with you to get them to really have you be at the next event. Holidays are the perfect time to have Warren Fisher at your event. If you have an event that basically needs what I call live entertainment during the holiday season, what better artist can you pick than Warren Fisher? Give us the location where you're going to be next.
Actually, all of the shows that's coming up in the immediate future are private gigs. So as much as I love them and love the audiences, they can't come. You can consider those events sold out, Russell. But I will have some events coming up in the future. All I need to do is just Google Warren Otis Fisher or call direct at 202-702-7655. And if they have an event coming up, better to contact me and my people as early as possible because those dates are locking in fast. But if you don't mind, Russell, I want to just digress for a minute and go back. When you were talking about Christmas, I was thinking about one of the last times so many years ago that I saw you and Bill Lindsay, the proprietor of the former Foxtrap and the Mingles, and Judge Harry Toussaint Alexander, God rest his soul, all together. And it was at one of my shows that I, in fact, did at the old Mingles. And it was such a great time. Remember, it was a major thunderstorm the night of the show, like an hour before my show. And Malcolm Beach and was worried that, oh, man, nobody's going to show up now and such and such. And as you remember, it was standing room only, a really big show, and we just had a blast. And while you were talking earlier, I was just seeing Judge Harry's big smile on his face because I sang a song to him and one of his felines. And so it just gave me a nice moment just reflecting on that. And Be There is the perfect name for your magazine because everywhere there was something, you and your people were there.
No question. We believe in making things documented. You know, that was the purpose of the magazine. It was called Russell's News back then. But back then, we were the only publication in town that documented things, that made sure it was existing. It's, even today, anybody that's alive or came around came through Russell's News and now Be There magazine. But like you say, that night was extraordinary. It was something to behold back then. When we had events, and especially when you were singing and you were performing, people were in a different type of mode back then. People were looking for class things and things of class. That's what made the Foxtrap so successful during that era of the 70s. People, especially African Americans, were trying to be of class. I mean, nobody wanted to be a riffraff, you know? And that's what we're trying to do today. We're trying to attract people of mentality who want things of class. Class is not dead. You can't. That's one thing you can't kill is class. Class, no, either you got it or you don't. But you can't invent it. Money won't buy it. you have to have it. You have to adore it. You have to want to be a person of class, of integrity, of honor. Those things you just can't buy. But there's a group of people out here and businesses out here that want to project class. And that's what we're going about. We're trying to make sure that Be Their Magazine lets you know where people of integrity, class. That's why the name of the event on the 1st of December is called a Top Shelf Affair. Top shelf businesses, top shelf men, top shelf women, top shelf mentality. We want a top shelf attitude. You can't go anywhere if your attitude is below something. You're gonna either bring it down to where you're at, or they're going to lift you up to where they're at. And 9 times out of 10, if you're around negative people or people who are toxic or people who have a bad attitude, they're going to try to drag you down to where you're at. That's why a concert or a singing event that you're at, once you open your mouth, you grab the mic, you stand there in the stance that you stand with the class that you project, it's going to project that out to the audience, and people of class is going to stay and listen to that. Someone who doesn't understand that's not going to want that. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense. As a matter of fact, one of the things that people can do is stay posted to the Be There magazine, as I'm sure I'll have future events posted inside of your magazine of events coming up in the future. I do think that there's going to be, I think it's a private occasion, I got to check with my booking agency, but I'm going to be at the Carlisle in Virginia on Valentine's Day. So I think that might be a private event, but they may offer tickets outside of that event, but you can just maybe call the Carlisle, probably ask me. I'll probably know more definitively at your event on December 1st, Russell. I'll be there, and folks can ask me about that event for public. But one of the things that I do is I work with a trio, a quartet, a sextet, that's not sex, that's six people playing music together, on up to 14-piece orchestra, depending on what my clientele is wanting to produce at their event. So I'm able to be budget-friendly with a trio or quartet, or be as extensive as have an orchestra with all the great tunes that, you know, it's interesting. Rod Stewart played a lot of great popular music he sang throughout his career, but it wasn't until he started doing the standards that he won his very first Oscar. I mean, not Oscar, but Grammy. All these years of performing, Rod Stewart never won a Grammy until he started singing the type of music that I sing. We'll have a CD coming out the first quarter of the new year, and I'm looking forward to that being a very, very big deal. I'll, of course, let you know about the CD release party and what have you, Russell, so that you can be there to cover it.
No question. We'll be there. And we're going to have more coverage on Be There Magazine. You're going to be able to click to the Warren Fisher page, but also you're going to be able to click on his pictures or links, go right to his website, and also we'll keep you abreast of things that he's doing, because it's so important right now to get the information out. That's why this show is such a powerful show, because now it's going to be documented, and in the archives, you can hear it anytime you want. So we're going to take our last break. We'll come back and have closing statements from Warren Fisher.
Have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would stab me straight in my back. No, no, no. Even had a house out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving.
Welcome back. This is Russell Price. Called the Motivational Monday, the Talk About Your Business Morning Show. And we're here every Monday. Today we're talking with singer extraordinaire Warren Fisher. You're going to look for his information on Be There Magazine. Meet him up close and personal at the Christmas party December 1st at Policy. Policy is going to draw out all of our advertisers, all of our readerships, our movers and shakers, the head turns, the anything is going to be there on the 1st. It's absolutely free. It's our give back. We're going to give away 100 Christmas presents, 100 Christmas presents. And we're going to empower businesses' doors to stay open. That's the theme, keeping the business doors open, making sure our businesses, our authors, our artists like Warren Fisher, people know what they do and what they have to, what I call, offer. So we're going to make sure it's going to happen on December 1st. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one. Warren, any closing statements?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about Be There Magazine, the Russell Price. Oh, that's... I think that you said it all, Russell. If the folks need to hear some great music, they need to just get in touch with me. You can just Google Warren Otis Fisher. You can call me at 202-702-7655 and just say, I want the man with the velvet voice. And talk to me. I will work inside of a trio on up to 14-piece band and make your event a spectacular gala. I will turn something that's simple and plain into something that's unforgettable. I'll turn something unforgettable into a spectacular. So just give yourself an opportunity to hear what nice class music is all about, to hear what... If you want a crooner, a ballads, if you want to hear the standards, if you want to hear jazz, and keep in mind that not only do you get my voice, but you get my all-star band filled with some of the finest jazz musicians on the East Coast, bar none. So everything from straight-ahead jazz to soft tones of Miles Davis-style tunes to Kenny G, and then we throw on the vocals, so you have a whole complete array of jazz and standards in the American Songbook.
Fantastic. And we're going to see you on the 1st of December, and everybody can meet you up close and personal. And also look for Be There Magazine, the webpage. We're going to be having a Vaughn Fisher on the Be There Magazine. And also stay tuned for his upcoming events. See you next week, next Monday, same time, same station, right here, Be There Magazine, Talk About Your Business Morning Show.